स्पाइस रेडियो और रेडियो रिमझिम सुन रहे हैं। गपशप का प्रोग्राम है और बुधवार का दिन है, आज मार्च की 6 तारीख है। अब से लेकर 3 बजे तक आपका हमारा साथ रहेगा हमारे आज के इस कार्यक्रम में, जिसका नाम बड़े प्यार से हमने गपशप रखा है, क्योंकि इसमें वो सभी बातें जो आज आपकी नजरों में अटकेंगी, खटकेंगी और दिल में समाएंगी, उन सबको लेकर हम हाजिर हैं। ये बताते हुए कि बाहर हल्के और कुछ बादल छाए हुए हैं, कुछ घने हैं, कुछ बिखरे हुए हैं, और सुबह सवेरे मैंने बर्फ भी देखी और मैं सोच रही थी कि बर्फ तो नहीं पड़नी चाहिए, लेकिन पड़ रही थी सुबह सवेरे। और कहते हैं कि कल और परसों ढेर सारी बरसात होने वाली है, सो बरसात का हम आगमन करते हैं इसलिए क्योंकि बरसात हमारे प्रोविंस के लिए अच्छी रहती है। और प्रोविंस की बात आई तो हमारे प्रोविंस के लिए सनी बिंडर भी बहुत अच्छे रहते हैं और उनके साथ निधि बिंडर हैं, लेकिन आज ज़रा महारानी की तबीयत नासाज है। लेकिन सनी इज इन द स्टूडियो, मोस्ट वेलकम, कैसे हैं आप?
ऑल इज वेल, थैंक यू सो मच फॉर हैविंग मी।
गुड गुड गुड। सो भी मैं बड़े शौक से आज सुबह सवेरे अपने बैंक ऑफ कनाडा के प्रेसिडेंट को सुन रही थी कि वो क्या कहने जा रहे हैं, रेट कट करेंगे कि नहीं, एंड अलास दे ही डिडंट डू इट।
Yeah, it was pretty obvious that this time in March, the rates will not come down.
Really?
Yeah, it was very obvious. And the reason behind is ki inflation rate was at 3.1 and now it came to 2.9.
Achha.
Right? So, if they would have reduced the rates right now itself, wo dobara se
chad jata.
Dobara se wo inflation would have gone up.
Right.
And it would have again caused issues. So they don't want to keep increasing rates, reducing rates, increasing, decreasing. You know what? It doesn't help the economy, right? Mm. In any way. So it was very, very obvious that they would not reduce the rates this time. Mm. Right? So, and still how the things are looking like, I don't think so they would reduce it even in April.
Really?
Yeah, it would be sometime in June. वेरी क्लोज आई ऑन द इन्फ्लेशन रेट।
ये मुझे बताइए सनी की, ऑल्दो दिस इज नॉट अ टॉपिक टुडे, मैं और भी चीजों के बारे में बात करना चाहती हूँ, लेकिन इन्फ्लेशन जब बढ़ रहा है, राइट, इस वक्त बढ़ रहा है, तो इज इन गैस इंक्लूडेड इन दैट बढ़ते हुए इन्फ्लेशन में? पिछले महीने डॉलर 66 या 67 तक थी, आज डॉलर 90 पे पहुंच गई है।
यू नो व्हाट, एवरीथिंग इज बीइंग अफेक्टेड, राइट? सो ऑल दीज थिंग्स, हाउ मच दे आर बीइंग कंज्यूम्ड, हाउ मच मनी इज बीइंग स्पेंट इन परचेजिंग दीज प्रोडक्ट्स, दिस ऑल अफेक्ट्स द इन्फ्लेशन, राइट? सो इन्फ्लेशन अगर ज्यादा, इट मीन्स वी आर पेइंग मोर फॉर दैट प्रोडक्ट, राइट? सो नाउ वाई दे डिड नॉट रिड्यूस द इंटरेस्ट रेट इज क्योंकि अभी भी वॉर चल रही है, जहाँ से ships and cargoes आने हैं वहाँ पे भी there are some risks going on over there, war के, so that's why taking into that consideration they did not reduce the interest rates because that would have kicked up the inflation a little bit more higher again.
सरकार ने भी कुछ नई नई चीज़ें इंट्रोड्यूस की हैं, जिसमें आई थिंक पिछले महीने जब हमारे ऑफिस में बीसी प्रीमियर डेविड ईबी आए हुए थे, ही टॉक्ट अबाउट होम फ्लिपिंग टैक्स,
हाँ जी,
कि वो हम लागू कर रहे हैं, एंड ऑफ कोर्स दे डिड। तो जो फ्लिपिंग टैक्स है ये, इससे क्या नुकसान है और इसका क्या फायदा है?
देखो पहले तो मैं ये कहना चाहता हूँ कि सरकार बहुत चीजें लागू करती है फिर बंद कर देती है, एंड lot of things are not needed to be set up. That's Achha. What we feel like. And हमारे realtors के association है BCREA, right? And they give them a lot of suggestions that what should be done, what should not be done. Sad part is a lot of those suggestions are never heard, right? Technically, they should see that who are in the market, who are working day to day, what they see happening. Because all these new rules which have come in, is affecting real estate. So they should talk to those associations and the boards who are with real estate on
of
a
course.
Day-to-day basis,
yes.
Right? It's too sad that they send recommendations, they tell that this should be done or something else should be changed, or this particular thing will not even affect in any way. But a lot of those things are never heard. जैसे आप बात करते हैं home flipping tax. This is a pretty good thing which they have started over here, right? And this is, you would have noticed that a lot of people, they buy properties and they right away sell it off.
थोड़ा सा प्रॉफिट उनका जब होता है थोड़े से प्रॉफिट से वो उसको बेच देते हैं.
हाँ जी, लॉट ऑफ पीपल दे जस्ट बाय इट एंड राइट वे दे सेल इट ऑफ. सम बुक प्री सेल्स एंड देन दे सेल इट ऑफ, राइट? सो टू स्टॉप दैट, बिकॉज दैट्स ऑल स्पेकुलेशन ऑल्सो, राइट? सो लॉट ऑफ बाइंग इज हैपनिंग, लॉट ऑफ सेलिंग इज हैपनिंग एंड इट इज किकिंग अप द प्राइसेस ऑफ द प्रोडक्ट्स.
ओके ओके, सो आई अंडरस्टैंड. जब कोई हाई राइज बनने वाला होता है सो उसको लोग खरीदना चाहते हैं तो ढेर सारे लोग खरीद लेते हैं उसको, और वो यूं लगता है कि वो सारा बिक गया तो और लोगों के पास कुछ नहीं रहेगा, राइट?
सही बात है, सही बात. एंड लॉट ऑफ पीपल दे बाय इट जस्ट टू मेक प्रॉफिट्स, राइट? सो पहले इन्वेंट्री इज लेस. हाउसिंग अफोर्डेबिलिटी, सेम हम हर बार यही बात करते हैं, हाउसिंग अफोर्डेबिलिटी इज बिकमिंग द बिगेस्ट प्रॉब्लम इन Canada, right? And I think so the whole world has started to know about it now, right? And those are the things why the government is taking so many measures. They're putting so many things into place. So BC home flipping tax is one of the things which they have introduced. So the thing is, this is going to get started from January 1, 2025.
So ab jo log khareed ke flip kar rahe hain usko effect nahi karega
abhi ke liye, to theek hai. So if you have already bought something and by January 1, 2025, agar 2 years nahi hue hain, you have to pay that.
Acha, agar tab tak 2 saal ho jate hain, then you don't have to.
Then you don't have.
I want to talk a little bit more about this. Shall we take a short break?
Yeah.
Aur usko phir aap zara expand karke bataein kitna tax lagega, kab kya, kitni der aapko rakhna padega ghar, किसके नाम पे रख सकते हैं, किसके नाम पे नहीं रख सकते, एक्सेट्रा एक्सेट्रा एक्सेट्रा. एंड आई ऑल्सो वुड लाइक पीपल टू आस्क सनी एनी क्वेश्चंस. इफ़ यू हैव एनी क्वेश्चंस, 604-280-1200, या अगर आप रिमझिम पे ये प्रोग्राम सुन रहे हैं तो 604-299-8863 पे भी आप फ़ोन कर सकते हैं. स्पाइस रेडियो और रेडियो रिमझिम सुन रहे हैं, गपशप का प्रोग्राम है. सनी भिंडर आज हमारे साथ है. सनी, आपका एक टेलीफोन नंबर होता है जो बड़ा ही ज़बरदस्त होता है, वो ज़रूर दे दें आप.
हाँ जी, 778
778
234 234 2000 2000,
which is very eight seven, very easy. 778 234 234 2000 2000. So we were talking about the tax which will be implemented on people who buy their home, buy homes, flip it. So is there a period that you have to be in that house? Has it got to be your primary residence and then you don't have to pay any money on it? How does it work?
So technically what they have done is they want anyone who buys any property.
Yes.
It should not be sold within the 2 years period.
Okay, so 2 saal tak to aapko rehna padega usme.
So the thing is, but still they have put some things in place. So if you buy a property and you sell within the 1 year period, within those 12 months.
Hanji.
Whether you live, did not live, whatsoever, doesn't matter.
Right.
So if you bought a property and you sold it within 1 year period, so you have to pay 20% tax on the gains.
So say for example, मैंने 1 lakh का घर खरीदा और within a year मैंने 1.5 lakh का बेच दिया, तो मुझे 50,000 पे टैक्स देना पड़ेगा.
So yes, so 20% of the profit.
20% of the profit.
So अगर आपका profit बनाया 50,000, you made the gain on that.
Yeah.
So you have to pay 20% on that profit.
Okay. So it's not that much money. So लोग तो करते रहेंगे मेरे विचार में.
Yeah, definitely. So what they have done is, so if within 1 year it is 20%.
हाँ.
If after 1 year it is prorated.
अच्छा.
जैसे जैसे महीने निकलते जाएंगे वो आपका कम होता जाएगा and within 2 years it's gonna totally finish.
Okay.
So this is for any properties which is sold after January 1, 2025.
Okay.
So like you asked a question ki kab bechne ka and whatnot. So if someone has, let's assume, bought it in on 1st of July 2023.
Hanji.
Their 2 years are finishing on 30th or 31st of June 2025.
Right.
So if they sell it before that,
yes,
there would be some portion which they have
to pay. Karna padega. Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah, that's what it is. But it's going to get started from January 1, 2025. Agar kisi ne bechna hai, pehle bech lete hai, that's fine. Lekin from that period onwards, it's going to get started.
Okay.
Right? And prorated ka humne bol diya hai. But the thing is, there are some exceptions टू दिस एज वेल.
हाँ जी.
वो किसी के भी फैमिली में कुछ हो सकता है. राइट. सो दे हैव मेड सम एक्सेप्शंस टू इट. डिवोर्स हो रहा है, डेथ हो गई है, डिसेबिलिटी है, काम छूट गया, जॉब लॉस हो गई है, या रीलोकेट हो रहे हैं जॉब के कारण कहीं और, घर की मेंबर्स जो घर में हैं वही चेंज हो गए हैं किसी की डेथ के कारण, किसी को अपनी जानोमान का खतरा है, सेफ्टी इश्यूज, इंसॉल्वेंसी हो गई है, बैंकरप्सी हो गई है, कोई भी ऐसी चीज़ें हैं. सो इन दैट केस दे आर एग्जेम्प्ट, बट इट इज़ प्रूवन ऑन अ केस टू केस बेसिस.
तो वो उसके लिए उनको लड़ना पड़ेगा.
दे हैव टू से दैट व्हाई दे आर सेलिंग इट बिफोर दिस टू ईयर पीरियड,
एंड
देयर हैज टू बी अ प्रॉपर रीजन फॉर दैट, एंड दे आर गोना लुक एट इट ऑन अ केस बाय केस बेसिस एंड एग्जेम्प्ट यू फ्रॉम दैट.
नाउ आपने 2023 की भी बात करी. सो मुझे अगर मैं गलत ना हूँ तो वाजंट दिस फ्लिपिंग टैक्स फेडरल गवर्नमेंट ने भी लागू किया था, तो अब दो दो टैक्स हो गए हैं क्या?
या सो दैट वाज कॉल्ड द फेडरल एंटी फ्लिपिंग टैक्स.
अच्छा.
सो दैट वाज कि अर्लियर व्हेन समवन यूज्ड टू फ्लिप अ प्रॉपर्टी दे यूज्ड टू पे ओनली ऑन द कैप दे इट यूज्ड टू पे डू द कैपिटल गेन्स.
ठीक है.
राइट. सो सो लेट्स से आपको $100,000 प्रॉफिट हुआ है, सो हाफ ऑफ दैट $50,000 इज बीइंग एडेड टू योर इनकम and you used to pay the tax on that.
Achha.
So what the federal anti-flipping tax was, if you flip it like that, the whole income is being used as a business income.
Achha.
So you are being taxed on the whole.
The entire income.
Yeah, so if you flip it in that way, right? So now it is double the taxes you will be paying. So BC home flipping tax to hai hai jo humne baat kiya within 2 years if you sell it.
That's right.
And that is in addition to the federal anti flipping tax.
Acha.
So ye dono hi combine ho gaye.
Combine ho gaye.
But as the things proceed, the government will be keeping a close watch on it to see how it is beneficial or it is making the things go worse.
आपको क्या लगता है?
देखो, what I see is कि ये जो इन्होंने tax लगाया, the BC home flipping tax, it's gonna cause some issues. What we see the issue is that earlier if someone used to buy something and they have to sell, they would just sell it. It means there is still ample amount of inventory revolving in the market. But now because of this tax, what's going to happen if someone has bought a property or agar unko ek saal mein, ded saal mein, even if they have to sell it, they will not. Because they are losing a big chunk of money by paying the government. So they will hold off to the selling until those 2 years will be finished. So if they are holding off to it, inventory in the market is reducing. So there will be less inventory in the real estate market. And the same thing is, if there is less inventory, less demand, more demand. Yes. So uske kaaran ye jo hai ki prices phir upar chadne ka hoega.
Aaj subah, and to make the mood a little lighter, aaj subah main sun rahi thi ki ek ghar yahan pe hum khareedte hain 1 million se upar ka, koi chota sa sada hua ghar aapko milega. Lekin $700,000 mein aap apna ek आइलैंड खरीद सकते हैं. सो अगर आप आइलैंड खरीद लेते हैं तो आपका अपना आइलैंड होगा, उस पर अपना घर बनाइए आप. हालांकि वहाँ पे और कुछ नहीं है सिवाय सेल टावर के, और कुछ नहीं है. बट डोंट यू थिंक दैट इज अ लिटिल बेटर देन जस्ट गोइंग फॉर अ हाउस दैट्स 1.1 million एंड इट डजंट हैव यू नो जो वो चीज़ें नहीं है जो कि आपको जरूरत है.
सही बात है. यू नो व्हाट, आजकल मैक्सिमम मनी इज गॉन इटसेल्फ इन पेइंग मॉर्गेजेस और पेइंग द रेंट.
देयर यू गो. वी हैव गॉट अ कॉलर ऑन लाइन 4. लाइन 4, कैसे हैं आप?
मैं ठीक हूँ, आप सुनाए?
बिल्कुल ठीक ठाक जी. सनी इज हियर टू आंसर योर क्वेश्चंस.
ये सुषमा जी, पहले तो आप खुद ही बहुत से आयरलैंड खरीद सकती
हैं. हाँ जी हाँ जी, खरीद तो सकते हैं लेकिन खरीदने की चाहत नहीं है.
चाहत नहीं है तो मुझे पैसे दे दीजिए, मेरी चाहत है.
इसी, वो भी नहीं मैं कर सकती कि किसी को भी पैसे दे दूं उठा के.
या ये भी ठीक है. This is called a white collar crime by the government.
White
you know, usually they find a way to take money from you. Before they were saying that foreign buyers shouldn't buy the house. There was billions of dollars coming from foreign buyers, but did they spend a penny to for the home people who are affordability. No, they didn't. Mm-hmm. Then they are collecting like $17 million. I think Vancouver collected a taxes for an empty home levy or whatever.
That's right.
Did they spend any money on affordability? Nothing. Now they found another spec tax. That is also a scam. Now they found this is the fourth scam the government found to rip you off for the money. So it's not like, you know, they are worried about the how people are flipping or doing or whatever. It's just, you know,
how they can make money.
You off.
Yeah, yeah, how they can
That's
make
all.
Money. Okay, right. That's a very good point of view, caller. Aapka apna.
Yeah, so what I've seen in Canada mainly is that these governments, whether whichever department it is, they try to do patch-up jobs, right? I just want to say a funny story, though. You would also be aware. Like, let's assume there's an intersection where people are stopping or crossing. And
now he's listening to it on the radio. Hanji.
So let's assume that there's an intersection over there and they see that once or twice there's a motor crash has happened.
Right.
They're going to convert that into a four-way stop.
Right.
And once they see that still some crashes are happening, they're going to change that four-way stop into putting some traffic lights over there.
Right.
So it is all patch-up jobs which is happening. Same is happening with the real estate as well. They do not have any concrete data whether the prices went up because of the foreign buyers, right? So now applying all these home flipping tax, federal rental flipping tax, speculation taxes and all that, they do not have any concrete data for any of this part, right? And they just implement it. And what we are seeing is that even though they are implementing all these various things, it is not changing any much over there. And the people over here are still being hurt.
Right? So the regular people who want to get into the market are being stopped from getting into the market.
Yeah, so the affordability is not changing in any way, right? So the main thing is they have to introduce more and more houses. That is the more crucial part over here than applying all these various things. So like I mentioned for the BC home flipping tax, like the government is just making money, 20% tax on the gain.
Right.
Did the government ever mention that 20% tax where it will be utilized?
Right.
So no news yet. And they have just introduced that without even mentioning that why they did it. Right. How much did it affect the market by doing this? So we find that there's issues. The inventory will go low because of this.
So there is another tax or ban that is coming in. And I want to ask you about that because there was a way of immigration taking place in this country where people were buying immigration in the sense that they were bringing in $500,000 into the country to start a business or to deposit with the bank, and then they get their PR. Now, I understand there's going to be a foreign buyer's ban. Can we talk about that right after this short commercial break?
Yeah.
Maybe there's a caller on the line. Shall we take the caller first? Let's take the caller first,
okay,
and then we'll go into a commercial break, and then we'll be back with that question. Line four, go ahead.
Sorry, I got disconnected. You know, there's another one that they are discussing about equity tax.
Equity tax.
So can anybody ask these morons that I buy a house 30 years ago, who's raising price? I'm living in that house. Who's raising it? Who's price of that house? Government. I'm not selling that house. So they are charging me a property tax according to the new market, not the time I bought. So now, if there's equity, now they want to have equity tax. So where are they going to stop?
I've not heard about the equity.
What the caller is saying is, let's assume, Sushma ji, you bought a property for $500,000 20
right.
years back.
Yes.
So now that property is worth $5 million.
Yes.
Right? After 20, 25 years.
Yeah.
Definitely for all those years, you have been paying property taxes.
Yes.
And it is based on the price of the place. So you're already paying so much taxes to the government because the price is increasing. But now, when you touch 80, 85, you want to sell the home.
Yes.
Right? And that is your
money.
Yes, that's you're gonna
use that money for your retirement.
Yes.
And that's what most of the people in Canada or anywhere in the world, they are doing that.
Yeah.
So the caller is saying that when you sell that property at that time for $5 million,
yeah,
you bought it for $500,000.
Yeah.
Now it is $5 million. What's happening to that 4.5 million?
Hmm.
The government is talking about it to putting tax on that as well.
Oh, I see.
Even on your principal residence. Oh. I know a lot of people, principal residence is the tax haven. You can put as much money over there. Till now, you are exempt from any taxes because it's your principal residence, right?
Mm-hmm.
But now if this equity tax is being implemented, then a lot of people will have to pay so much money to the government again on it.
Is that exactly what you understood, caller?
And that's what exactly I was talking about.
Oh, okay.
So
that's scary.
Like, even they were saying that, in Vancouver, they were planning, mayor was planning, thanks to God he lost it. He was trying to charge 10 air tax, 10 air tax. Nobody knows how that works. That works is that if you have a property and that rezoning says that you can build a sixth floor, but you have only two floors, but you don't want to build a sixth floor condo or any kind of thing there, or apartments or whatever. But city was planning to charge you tax for four floors that you didn't even build. That was calling thin air tax. So they were getting ready for that. Thanks to God, the idiot lost the election and didn't become another mayor, another term mayor of Vancouver. Otherwise, we would be paying in air tax as well.
Thank you so much for your thoughts, caller.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
It was pretty informative. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Very informative.
Actually, a lot of cities, you know what, when you apply for like a development, suppose you want to build, like a developer wants to build 25 stories or 30 stories. And they do mention that, hey, do you want to build another 5 stories or 7 stories? We're going to sell you the airspace. So the city then sells the airspace, right? So the buffer space, you get more of that. So you pay the city for that and you can build more.
Oh my God. Okay. Yeah. Wow. Let's take a short break and we'll be right back. If that interests you, just ask more questions about that. And Sunny has got so much information. We'll be right back. Spice Radio, Radio Rim Jim Sundriya, Kap Shap Ka program hai. Sunny Binder aaj humare saath hai. Sunny, if people wanted to talk to you personally, kahan pe aapko contact kar sakte hain?
They can call me at
778.
234
2000. और आजकल हम बात कर रहे हैं प्रॉपर्टी ट्रांसफर टैक्स की, एंटी फेडरल एंटी फ्लिपिंग टैक्स की. सो नाउ आई वांटेड टू फाइंड आउट अबाउट फॉरेन बायर्स बैन. सुना है कि फॉरेन बायर्स पे ऊपर बैन तो लगा हुआ था, लेकिन अब ये एक्सटेंड कर दिया जा रहा है टू जनवरी 2027.
Yeah, so first it was till Jan 2025,
huh.
And now they extended it till Jan 2027.
कि बाहर का कोई इंसान यहाँ पे property खरीद नहीं सकता.
नहीं सकता. हाँ जी. So that's what this ban is all about, because the government believes that there was lot of properties which were purchased by foreign buyers, and that pushed up the prices. But in fact, when you look at it, it is only 2-3% of the purchases which happened because of that. They don't see, there's not much of an impact because of
foreign buyers. Okay,
right?
Can I interject here and say to you, okay, yes, maybe it was not foreign buyers that were buying and raised the prices of apartments and townhouses, that it were speculators who probably were from outside of Canada and had their offices here and would buy in a high-rise building 10 apartments.
Yeah, that's also there. So now the thing is, if they have put a ban like this, they can see that on what product the ban should be.
I see.
So like if they know that the people in Canada, majority of them are buying condos and townhouses, they could have only tried to put a ban on
condos and townhouses.
Condos and townhouses below that price range or in those particular cities and whatnot, right?
Yeah.
So they can make some changes to it so that people from outside can still invest. What if they want to buy a building for rentals or whatnot? Huh. What if they want to convert some building into a rental building?
Right.
What if by investing over here, it is improving the economy?
Mm.
Right. So they should check it out. What should be done?
What is going to be done with this with the property right, that yeah, they're buying?
With the right way, right? Not just throwing it out that, okay, the foreign buyers cannot buy it, right? Yeah.
We've been जब से आप प्रोग्राम शुरू किया है, we've been talking about कि क्या गलत किया है सरकार ने, कोई अच्छा भी काम किया है, is there anything like first time home buyer के लिए कोई incentive program भी रखा है?
अच्छा काम तो definitely इस बार ही हुआ है, which we realtors see it as a big surprise to us.
हाँ.
Because when I go back to when I started my real estate around 18 years back. At that time, there used to be property transfer tax exemption for the first-time buyers.
हाँ जी.
उस समय, I think so, मैं भूल गया वो exact numbers क्या थे. Might be it was 425 or so, something like that. And then after a few years, they changed it to $500,000.
अच्छा.
And then it was $500,000 से कम की चीज खरीदते हो तो you are not paying any property transfer tax right, as a first time buyer.
Right.
And then from 500K to 525K, it was prorated.
Achha.
And after 525K, you had to pay everything.
Mm-hmm.
Totally understandable at that time. Because at that time, first time buyers could buy a condo because condo used to be only 225, 250.
Hanji.
Townhouses, or even some houses were also below that kind of a price
right.
range. So
yeah.
it does make sense. But so many years passed by and a lot of buyers used to ask us, Sunny, we are first time buyers, what's the savings? And I used to tell them there's no savings.
Mm.
And the reason why, because nothing is available in BC where we are living right now,
right.
less than $500,000.
Yes.
Right, simple.
To koi saving hai nahi.
Wo jo exemption hai, wo apply nahi hodi. It was something which did not even make sense. So now the government has done something good and they could have actually done it better as well but now they put it to a fair market value to $835,000.
Okay, so $835,000ka agar aap ghar le rahe hain
usse kam ka agar ghar khareedte ho
yeah
so you do not have to pay the property transfer tax if you are the first time buyer so that's a very good thing so they increased it from 500k
to
835k over here. And same 835 and less, you do not pay that, right? So there are some things to it. You have to be a Canadian citizen or the resident, right?
Mm.
Or you would have lived in BC for at least a year in a one stretch. Agar aap BC mein aa rahe ho, ja rahe ho, you're not staying continuously for a year, then at least you would have filed two taxes over here within the last 5 to 6 years, right? You should own the home as your principal residence. You are a first-time buyer. You do not own a property anywhere in the world. So there are some rules to this over here. But if all those things apply, anything less than 835, you do not pay any taxes on it.
Mm-hmm.
835 to 860, it's again prorated.
Achha.
After 860, you pay the full tax again. So now at least it is good. Because now condos are there and some townhouses are also there.
Yeah, and their so prices have come up.
It's going to be a big help to the people and it is from April 1st.
What does FVREB stand for?
That is Fraser Valley Real Estate Board.
Achha.
Yeah, so similarly, Vancouver has got its own real estate board. So we boards, they give suggestions to the government and BCREA is at the BC level.
Achha.
So they give their recommendations, suggestions, policies, what should be done to the government before they make any of these changes.
Hmm.
But surprisingly, only a few of these are being heard and implemented. And they tell us what is impacting, what is beneficial, not beneficial. They tell the government, right?
Hmm.
But you know what? Government has to do what they have to do.
राइट कभी कभार कोई चीज़ें मैच नहीं करती एक दूसरे के साथ मैं आपसे पूछना चाह रही हूँ कि आर द प्राइसेस इज द मार्केट मूविंग एट ऑल कि चूंकि रेट्स इतने ज़्यादा हाई हैं दे आर प्रॉब्ली नॉट मूविंग सो लेट मी टेक अ शॉर्ट ब्रेक एंड विल कम बैक And if you have any questions, wahi telephone line 604-280-1200, 604-299-8863. Let's find out ki kahan pe ghar kitne mein aajkal bik rahe hain, detached home kitne ke hain, townhouses kitne ke hain aur apartments kitne ke hain. And looking at the interest rate, Bank of Canada ka 5% hai and aur jaghon pe aapko 6%, 7%, 7.5% pe loan mil sakte hain. All that right after this. Spice Radio और Radio Ranjam सुन रहे हैं आप. आपका शक्वा प्रोग्राम है. सनी भिंडर आज हमारे साथ हैं और हम बात कर रहे हैं कि अगर आज कोई घर खरीदना चाहे तो क्या उनकी किस्मत में घर है.
You know what? Definitely, prices have gone way up.
हाँ.
The consumers or the buyers would be feeling the prices have come down, but actually the prices have not come down.
Achha.
Even since the last 1 year.
Really?
They have gone up.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why they have gone up is because the supply is less.
Mm-hmm.
Even though the demand is also less, but the supply is less. That's the biggest problem going on. So,
Lekin jahan bhi aap chale jao, Sunny, dekho to apartments hi apartments ban rahe hain, high rises ban rahe hain. बर्नबी में ही देख लीजिए हमारे एरिया में बोजा ने कोई अबाउट 11 टावर्स खड़े कर दिए हैं और एक अल्बर्टा की कोई कंपनी है जिसने ब्रेंटवुड मॉल खरीद रखा है वहाँ पे 8 टावर्स और आ रहे हैं. सो आई डोंट सी कि यहाँ पे कमी है किस चीज़ की. एक टावर में कितने 200-300 घर तो होते ही हैं.
डेफिनेटली 300-500 होम्स आर
राइट.
हाँ जी.
तो कितने लोग आ रहे हैं हमारे शहर में कि कमी हो रही है.
पर देखो दीस टावर्स आर गेटिंग रेडी इन द नेक्स्ट 3 years, 4 years, 5 years.
हां वो भी बात है आपकी.
एंड द सिटी इज गोइंग प्रीटी फास्ट
राइट.
दैट्स द थिंग. सो बट करंट सिचुएशन इज इफ समवन वांट्स टू बाय अ हाउस राइट नाउ देयर इज नथिंग मच आउट देयर इन द मार्केट.
और जो हैं बन के तैयार हो गए हैं वो पहले बिक चुके हैं.
हां लॉट ऑफ बायर्स हैव बीन होल्डिंग ऑन टू देयर परचेस की इंटरेस्ट रेट्स. पहले था कि इंटरेस्ट रेट्स ऊपर जा रहे हैं, होल्ड कर लो प्राइसेस गिरेंगी. राइट. दैट्स व्हाट द बायर्स वर थिंकिंग. राइट. दैट द इंटरेस्ट रेट बिकॉज़ द नॉर्मल ट्रेंड इज व्हेन द इंटरेस्ट रेट्स गो अप द प्राइसेस कम डाउन. राइट. सो व्हाट हैपेंड इज दैट द इंटरेस्ट रेट्स केप्ट ऑन गोइंग अप. एट सम पॉइंट द प्राइसेस केम डाउन अ बिट बट आफ्टर दैट इट डिडंट कम डाउन बिकॉज द सेलर सेड we don't want to sell it makes no sense in selling it below these numbers. Right. So supply was stopped. Demand was also slow, but not stopped though as such, right? So, but then the interest rates went to that level ki ab buyers keh rahe hain ki angur khatte hain. Wohi baat ho gayi na ki nahi le pa rahe to keh rahe hain ki so they are now hanging on because the interest rates have gone so up and the prices didn't go down. It makes no sense, right? And since we see from last year to now, prices of houses, condos, townhouses, Everything has gone up, right? If I say all across the board, taking into combination houses, townhouses, and condos, prices have gone up by anywhere from 6.5% to 7.5%.
Holy mackerel!
Yeah.
Itni highest interest rate ke bawajood.
Bawajood bhi, the prices of the houses have gone up, and now the market has started moving.
Huh.
Now we see more inventory is coming.
Achha.
As compared to last month and even as compared to last year. And we are also seeing that the properties are selling now much faster.
Right.
So like houses were taking around 45 days to sell. Now it is 35 days. Right. Condos, townhouses were also 35, 40 days. And now it has come to just 30 days.
Wow.
So things have started moving a little bit more faster. If the property is good property, priced right, you're going to still see multiple offers happening.
So what is the best timeline for a smooth home buying and moving into a new home?
You're talking about the time of the year or?
No, agar aapne ghar lena hai to qualify karne se leke ghar mein ghusne tak kin cheezon ki zarurat hai aapko and how can you do that without any issue?
So let's assume you want to get going with the starting of a house today.
Huh.
Example. So you can see that first of all, you have to get yourself pre-approved.
Achha,
by the bank. Haan. Yeah, you get pre-approved by the bank, or you go to a good mortgage broker, and because they can shop with you for multiple banks.
ठीक है.
And that process will take anywhere from 2 weeks to 3 weeks.
Okay, पहले तो वो 3 week आप रख लो.
3 weeks रख लो. Yes, if you're super organized, आपके पास सभी कुछ पढ़ा हुआ है, bank statements पढ़ी हुई हैं, job letter है, and all those kind of things, then I can do understand within 1 week or the pre-approval is done.
Right.
But normal people, it's not like that. Huh. Right? You have to ask your employer to give a job letter. You have to go to the bank to get bank statements.
Right.
So that process is 2 to 3 weeks, right? उतने में आपकी pre-approval हो गई.
ठीक.
Now you know how much you can buy.
वहां से पता चल गया.
वहीं से पता लगा ना कि how much you can buy.
कि आपकी हिम्मत कितनी है कि कितना आप खरीद सकते हैं.
खरीद सकते हैं. And what is the mortgage payments?
Payments. अच्छा.
They gonna check pull your credits and all those things. So now you know. कि इतने तक की अगर मैंने कोई चीज खरीदनी है तो मेरे को बड़े आसानी से बैंक ने फाइनेंसिंग दे देनी है बिकॉज इट इज ऑलरेडी टेकन केयर ऑफ राइट. एंड देन द हाउस हंटिंग प्रोसेस स्टार्ट्स. घर ढूंढने में इफ यू हैव गिवन ऑल द थिंग्स विच यू वांट इन अ हाउस, यू टोल्ड द रियल्टर व्हाट यू आर लुकिंग फॉरवर्ड टू, आई थिंक विद इन 1 week टू 2 weeks यू शुड बी एबल टू फाइंड अ प्रॉपर्टी. बट इवन द स्ट्रेचिंग इट फर्दर, 4 weeks के अंदर, 1 महीने के अंदर यू आर एबल टू फाइंड अ प्रॉपर्टी. एंड व्हेन यू फाइंड अ प्रॉपर्टी आफ्टर दैट यू हैव टू गेट द फाइनेंसिंग फुल्ली अप्रूव्ड बिकॉज द बैंक विल चेक द प्रॉपर्टी, अप्रेज द प्रॉपर्टी, वेरीफाई ऑल योर पेपर वर्क एंड दैट ऑल्सो नीड्स 1 week ऑफ अ टाइम राइट. सो यू कैन इमेजिन नाउ, सो प्री अप्रूवल 2 weeks टू 3 weeks, फाइंडिंग अ होम इज 2 to 4 weeks. And taking care of the subject removal, inspection and all that stuff. So is pure process mein aapka anywhere from 1 month to 2 months aapka lag gaya. So you should be 2 months in advance.
Main soch rahi thi ki, you know, jo log jinhone abhi abhi shaadi kari hai, unke liye kisi ek apartment mein apna ghar le lena would be a proper thing to do. इससे पहले कि आप डिटैच्ड घर खरीदें, आप एक अपार्टमेंट ले लें, राइट. एंड द अपार्टमेंट प्राइसेस फ्रेजर वैली के एरिया में स्टार्ट एट अबाउट व्हाट, $500,000
जस्ट
अबाउट. अच्छा, तो वो क्या छोटा सा अपार्टमेंट होगा, 1 bedroom का कि बैचलर होगा, कैसा होगा?
क्या अगर तो नया खरीदना है तो 1 bedroom या 1 bedroom प्लस डेन होगा.
अच्छा.
और अगर आप थोड़े पुराने में चले जाते हैं तो आप कहीं पे 2 bedroom भी आपको
भी मिल सकता है. एंड देन यू गो इनटू टाउन हाउसेस व्हिच इज स्लाइटली डिफरेंट.
यस.
उसमें एक एक कॉम्प्लेक्स में कोई अबाउट 20-25 घर होंगे एक साथ.
सही बात है.
हाँ, तो वो आपको वो भी $800,000-$900,000 में मिल जाएंगे. अगर ये $800,000-$900,000 वाली हमने कोई घर लेना है तो डाउन पेमेंट कितनी होनी चाहिए और मियां बीवी की तनख्वाह कितनी होनी चाहिए?
सो देखो, अगर तो यस डेफिनेटली व्हेन यू हैव टू बाय समथिंग, वन इज योर इनकम व्हाट यू आर मेकिंग.
दैट्स राइट.
बिकॉज़ द बैंक्स गोना सी दैट कैन यू इवन make the monthly payments.
ठीक है.
Right? And they don't want to your gross debt service ratios to be more than 40%.
ठीक है.
Or your total debt to be more than 44 or 45%. Right? Mm. Because they know that if all the money is gone into paying mortgages, then there's a property taxes, utilities, bijli battiyan, sara kuch. Aapne khana bhi khana hai, kapde bhi pehenne hai. So if all the money is gone into mortgages, then how will the person survive? And then there will be bankruptcies and all that stuff. So they have put a good measure onto it. So that's for true. A stress test we have. That's why they check all these various kind of things. But yes, if you buy something below $500,000, the minimum requirement is 5% dekhiye aap le sakte ho.
Achha, 5%
dekhiye. 5 se upar jagah aap jab chale jate ho, on 500K to 1 million, it's 10%.
Achha.
So pehle $500,000 pe 5%, uske baad 10%, and as soon as you cross 1 million, you have to give 20% down. Wo pehle wala sab khatam ho gaya, everything is 20%, because CMHC will not insure, and for that, you need 20% down.
Wow. So iske liye, one has to have a proper advisor who can direct you to all this. Ye nahi ki ye impossible hai, aap ghar nahi le sakte. You can. लेकिन लोग काफी डरे हुए होते हैं कि पता नहीं हम ले सकते हैं कि नहीं ले सकते.
या दैट्स अ गुड थिंग. एंड यू नो व्हाट, लॉट ऑफ पीपल डू बिलीव और थिंक दैट दे नीड 20% down even to buy a home, or they didn't need this much income to buy a, and actually that's not true. They really need to sit down.
Yeah, and talk to an advisor.
Advisor. And that is why, like, in my office, we see these kind of challenges happening. That's why within my office, we also got mortgage brokers office right within my office. So the real estate office is there.
Right.
The mortgage brokers office is there.
Right.
And we got linked to accountants and lawyers, which we can connect with them right away if there's any questions going on. So we try to make it in such kind of a way that all their queries are being answered and we can find a solution to their problem.
Sunny, aapne hamesha ye bhi kaha ki Sunny has the homes or Sunny has
Sunny
the buyer. Sunny has the buyer. So you always have a buyer. Ki agar buyer nahi milta, aap khud bhi le lete hain.
Yeah, that's what we do. Yeah. I got a big database of 25,000 people in my system. So if anyone wants to sell their home, we can very quickly cross match with our database and see who is willing to buy.
Perfect. Aur uske liye agar log aapse baat karna chahein, to 774-978-234-2000. With that, we come to the end of our show. Thank you so very much for taking time and coming out and give our best to Nidhi and ask her to get better soon.
Yep. Thank you so much for having me.
इसी के साथ हमारे आज के इस प्रोग्राम को यही समाप्त करने की इजाजत चाहते हैं वो सभी बातें जो आज आपकी नजरों में अटकी खटकी और दिल में समाई उन सबको लेके विल बी हियर टुमारो और कल डॉक्टर बुर्जी के साथ हमारी बातचीत होगी और कमल जी शायद कुछ नई फिल्मों के बारे में भी जानकारी देंगे स्टे ट्यून फॉर द ड्राइव होम ग्राइंड विद डीजे फ्लाइट एंड माया राइट हियर ऑन स्पाइस रेडियो और रेडियो रिमझिम पे नूतन आपके लिए प्रोग्राम लेकर हाजिर हैं